Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 15, 8 to 13. Romans chapter 15, verse 8 to 13. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, so that the promises made to the patriarchs might be confirmed, and moreover, that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing the praises of your name. Again it says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Let all the peoples extol him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him the Gentiles will hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. My theme for reflection is abounding in hope. Abounding in hope. I once checked the weather forecast before leaving home and decided to carry an umbrella all day, convinced rain was inevitable. The sky stayed clear from morning to evening. I never used the umbrella, but I carried it everywhere, just in case. Fear often works like that. We prepare for the worst, shoulder the weight of imagined storms, and forget that not every cloud is a crisis. Hope, by contrast, invites us to trust what we cannot yet see, rather than what we fear might come. As Paul draws his great letter to the Romans toward its conclusion, he does so not with arguments, but with prayer. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. This prayer is not sentimental optimism. It is the theological summit of everything Paul has been saying. After wrestling with sin, law, grace, suffering, Jew-Gentile tension, and the mercy of God, Paul ends where faith must end: hope, grounded in God's character. Historically, Romans was written to a divided church. Jewish and Gentile believers struggled to trust one another and to understand their place in God's promises. Paul reminds them that Jesus became a servant to the circumcised, not to elevate Jewish privilege, but to confirm God's faithfulness to the covenant promises made to Abraham. The Old Testament stands behind this claim. In Genesis 12, God promises Abraham blessing, not as an end in itself, but so that all the families of the earth might be blessed. Israel's calling was always outward looking. Paul reinforces this by weaving together Old Testament texts from the law, the Psalms, and the prophets to show that Gentile inclusion was never an afterthought. Deuteronomy envisions nations rejoicing with God's people. The Psalms imagine Gentiles praising Israel's God. Isaiah speaks of a Messiah, the root of Jesse, in whom the nations will place their hope. Romans does not replace the Old Testament, it interprets it. The hope Paul proclaims is covenantal hope, anchored in God's faithfulness and mercy. Yet this hope is not naive. Paul knows suffering. He knows exile, illness, persecution, and disappointment. Scripture confirms that hope is often forged in hardship. Jeremiah spoke hope to exiles whose world had collapsed. Paul himself insists that suffering produces endurance, character, and ultimately hope. Hope is not the denial of pain. It is the refusal to believe pain has the final word. What does this mean for us today? We live in an anxious age, saturated with fear but starved of hope. Paul's prayer invites us to become beacons of hope, not because life is easy, but because God is faithful. When we trust Christ, the Holy Spirit fills us with a joy and peace that defies circumstances. That hope spills outward, offering light to families, churches, and communities. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I currently seeking hope apart from God, and how fragile is that hope? Number two, how might God be calling me to become a beacon of hope for someone else today? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take 5 quiet minutes to name one situation where hope feels thin. Pray Romans 15:13 slowly, asking God to fill that specific place with joy, peace, and renewed trust. God of hope, we come to you with open hearts, carrying both our faith and our fears. Fill us with joy and peace as we learn to trust you more deeply. Where hope feels thin, strengthen us by your Spirit. Where fear has taken root, remind us of your faithfulness and mercy. Make us beacons of hope in our homes, our churches, and our communities, that others may glimpse your light through our lives. Anchor us in Christ, the source of our hope, today and always. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.